first reading is from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from the heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them the ability. Our second reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 to 12. Have nothing to do with profane myths and old wives' tales. Train yourself in godliness, for while physical training is of some value, godliness is valuable in every way, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and struggle, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. These are the things you must insist on and teach. Let no one despise your youth, but set the believers an example in speech and conduct, in love and faith and purity. May God bless our understanding of this reading.
Thanks be to God.
So, we have some reflections to be shared with you today by a couple of our graduating seniors. And when we ask them to share, we ask them to ponder and reflect on what their church experience has been like, how it has shaped their lives, what they have learned, and how it informs the places they're going and the things that they will do. When we gathered together at Craigville with our senior high fellowship just a few weeks ago, I shared with them scripture from Timothy, who was a young man in the church in Ephesus and in Corinth, who journeyed with Paul, and despite his age, he was recognized for his leadership in the church. I think his message echoes today that young people play a critical role in our church community. And while young people are certainly the future, they are also the today. Their issues, their witness, their advocacy is so important to who we are and how we touch the community around us. And so now, I invite to share with you two of our graduating seniors.
If you put these instructions before the brothers and sisters, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus. Only Timothy is our closest relative on life's journey for us seniors. Most, if not all of us, have been a part of this outgoing and gorgeous community. For all of us have experienced something grateful in the eyes of a neighbor, a pastor, and even the Lord himself. I remember the first time I ever really remember anything from this church was seeing someone just like me in church school. It was getting to know the people that I've now known for about 12 years now. Eric, Spencer, and Zach have always been there. None of us knew what this was or knew anything about church. All we knew that our parents shoved us into church school and said, we'll see you later. The first day was strange for all of us, but by the end of the lesson, we knew at least two things. That Noah made a big boat and that he had a lot of animals. And the other thing that we realized, or that we didn't know at that point, is that we didn't know what was going to be this beautiful spot for all of us to be together. Throughout my entire church career, I've been a part of numerous activities: church school, junior high fellowship, choir, bells, deacons, the list goes on. But something that really stands out between everything else is senior high fellowship. There are many lessons that I've learned, many good laughs, and many different connections that will last forever. Although there have been many different topics of discussions, debates that we all have, may have differences in each other, and different views on everything, the topic that stands out to me the most is how most, if not all, youth in the world are constantly looked down upon. However, I have had the luxury and kindness from this church to be able to speak my own mind in senior high fellowship and taking part in the Board of Deacons. Timothy is one of the many wonderful and wise people included in the Bible. Something that is very important to know about him is that he was one of the youngest to be listened to at this time, because he was 16 or 17 at this point. Timothy says that this is the qualifications of deacons. Deacons likewise must be serious, not double-tongued, not indulging in much wine, not greedy for money. They must hold fast to the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. When Timothy says this, not only is he telling everybody around him to be good and be the best person you could possibly be, but to have a clear head and understand those around you. In this, I see it as Timothy trying to explain that while I am not the adult, I can still advocate for many solutions around us. While being a part of First Church and the Board of Deacons, I have seen that all the deacons, all the pastors, all my peers, and the congregation have all shown me that they have been true deacons from Timothy. While I am a youth, a child as some see, and an immature young man, the world depends on my thoughts, my graduating class's thoughts, and anyone who is, quote, younger. Even though all young adults around us are about 25% of the population, but they're 100% of our future. From Timothy, let no one despise your youth, but set the believers as an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Well, being a part of church for the past 18 years, I've seen everyone blossom and accept us as youth. Let us all go forth into the world and present the world with a new future.
Many things change, especially in high school. We meet new people, and we try new things, and we grow, and we learn, and we change. And yet one thing that has never changed throughout all of this is my love for First Church. If anything, it has grown just as I have. Growing up, I was always involved in church, school, and choir, but I only looked forward to these activities because it was a fun way to learn about God through singing with my friends and playing games. I'm not quite sure when it became more than that, but being a part of these activities has taught me so much. Not only has First Church helped me better understand and appreciate God through music, fellowship, and giving back, but I truly believe it has taught me how to be the best person I can be. Although I have always been involved in musical aspects of the church, it took a long time for me to actually be involved in fellowship. As a freshman, I was hesitant to go to senior high fellowship because none of my friends went, and I was the only girl my age. Because of this, I barely ever went my first 2 years. Now, this is one of my biggest regrets. Last year, I decided to go on the mission trip for the first time. I was super stressed about it because the group was already closed for mission trips in the past and going to fellowship every week. However, right from the start, everyone was super welcoming. The outgoing atmosphere of senior high really helped me to break out of my shell and become more outgoing. This has affected me both inside and outside of church. Church has also helped me to become more confident. I used to hate speaking or performing in front of other people. Well, look at me now. At first, I didn't realize how my confidence had changed. But although I'm nervous standing in front of you all right now, there's a sort of comfort to it. I am more encouraged to say what I'm thinking to others and like to lead instead of sit by the sidelines. My parents have always taught me the importance of being kind, giving back, and standing up for what's right. But First Church provided a place for me to do this. Whether it be through senior high fellowship, teaching Sunday school, or helping organize VBS, I have been able to help others and discover what kind of person I want to be. Talking to my friends, a lot of them don't feel any special connection to their church or to God in general. First Church for me has been nothing of the sort. I've been fortunate enough to grow up in a church where I can explore my beliefs and ask questions without being judged. Sometimes, religion can seem like something that we follow blindly, without quite knowing why. It's nice to be reminded every once in a while that there's a bigger reason to it. This year, on the bus ride home from the mission trip, some of us were talking in the back of the bus. At first, we were just talking about our Easter plans, but soon we were talking about the story of Jesus. What happened to Jesus after he was born again? How come we never hear about his second death? It's not like he hasn't died, right? Then, it started to get a little off topic. Soon we were discussing the second coming and what that meant for us. Then we got on the topic of religions throughout the world and how they connect but differ from us. Eventually, we got to asking the big questions. Why do bad things happen to good people? Where is God right now? and what does it all mean to you? Obviously, there's not an answer to everything. And sometimes, it feels like there's not even an answer to anything. But sitting there on that bus, we were able to talk about them and come to an understanding. Religion isn't just about retelling stories that happened a long time ago and trying to live by them. It's about creating new stories to make the world a better place and having a little bit of faith. Oftentimes, we have similar questions or are wondering the same things. Never stop asking these questions or helping others. One learns more from challenging themselves through conversations or actions than from sitting around thinking they know all there is to know. Doing this has been so rewarding and given me so much hope for the world. I see how special of a place that First Church is and how special the people involved here are. I found that by putting a lot into this church, I've gotten so much more from it than I could have ever imagined.